Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, it is tax season. Some people are getting really nice refunds, and you have some tips for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about four things you can do with a windfall. Now, a definition of a windfall, the first definition was a piece of fruit that fell out of a tree with no effort of your own. You know, the wind just blew it and flopped. You have it. In modern society, we think more of a windfall as some unexpected income or something like that. Mm-hmm. So here's what to do with a windfall. Four things you can do with a windfall. Number one, you can save it. It always helps to increase your savings. Get yourself a pad. As we always say, it's better to have money and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing you can do with a windfall is debt service. You can pay down some high-interest debt. You know, if you're dealing with 24-plus percent on credit cards or other things, reducing your debt, improving your monthly cash flow because you're improving your payment situation can be very helpful. But you got to be careful. You just can't pay off any debt. You don't want to pay off low-interest debt, but high-interest debt, debt service is definitely a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
The third way to handle a windfall is to spend it. If you've got pent-up demands, deferred purchases, things you need to do to make investments that might save you money later, like buying LED bulbs or something like that, or some home remodeling project, spending it is the third thing you can do. And the fourth way, and the way that most people choose, is the hybrid approach, which is just a combination of the three above.
Mm.
You save some, you use some on debt service, and you spend some.
All three of those are very, very good tips. The spend part got me a little confused. I was thinking about going on a shopping spree.
Well, listen, nothing wrong with that. It's your money. It's a windfall. Have some fun with it.
Okay, I like that.
Totally.
Well, Mansa comes to us each week at this time with our Take Control Tuesday segment, and you can always find great tips and articles on the website and also Facebook. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, go to our website at moneysmartlife.org. They can get links to Facebook there, or go to Facebook, look, search for moneysmartlife.org. And Randy, we just posted on Facebook tips on how to save money on your taxes if you have student loans.
Mm.
This stuff is not well known, but a lot of people got student loan debt, and you need to read how to make to your advantage tax-wise. So we reposted a Forbes article on that, and we encourage people to do it.
Well, I'm going to Facebook right now. Thanks, Mansa.
All right, talk to you later.